Characters from two novels by the German author Günter Grass, Tindrum and the Flounder, reappear in his new novel, The Rat. Although this novel is set in the future, Grass is also interested in stories that begin once upon a time.
All of Günter Grass can be read as one big fairy tale about Germany. When he can't find what he wants in the Brothers Grimm, he invents his own dwarves and wolves and witches and trolls. His mind itself is a black forest full of imaginary beasts. This grimmest of fairy tales usually ends when Hitler eats the sleeping princess. Recently, however, Grass seems to have been suggesting that fairy tales themselves are partly to blame for Hitler. Punitive and misogynistic, they propagandize for nationalism, self-righteousness, and paranoia. Much of German literature seems, in fact, to be a rhymed yearning for death. And none of that high German culture, including Bach and Mozart and the novels of Thomas Mann, saved a single designated witch from the famous Nazi ovens. The language, after World War II, had to teach itself to speak again without a taste of shame. Now, in The Rat, Grass kills off fairy tales entirely. All hope is gone, he says in one of many little poems in this long novel. For fairy tales, it shall be written here, are dying with the forests. The forests are dying from industrial development and acid rain. Without forests, of course, children can no longer get lost. In one of the various subplots in this very rich Rat, fairy tale characters seize power, briefly, in Germany and demand a re-greening of Middle Europe. They are exterminated. In another subplot, five feminists search on a barge in the Baltic for a vanished matriarchal city and listen to the jellyfish sing, "These women will be vaporized." In a third subplot, Oscar returns from the Tin Drum as a middle-aged producer of video cassettes on his way to Danzig Gdansk, where he will show films he has already made of the apocalyptic future. He, too, will be vaporized in a Sunday nuclear strike. In a fourth subplot, an artist who counterfeits authentic Gothic for needy cathedrals is tried and convicted for the treason of a sense of humor. Where is the novelist while all of this is going on? He is either dreaming or marooned in a space capsule orbiting an Earth on which everything has been obliterated except the busily repopulating rats, some wood lice, a stinging bluebottle, and a flying snail. In either case, a loquacious she-rat, which was his Christmas present, explains the future and scourges man's past. We also hear a lot about new punk religions and hybrid rat men with blue eyes and blonde hair, and the post-historical significance of Solidarity, the outlawed Polish labor union movement. An alarmist Günter Grass is having black fun, with movies as fairy tales, with literature as lies, with art and politics as forgeries, and with rats as symbols of everything we want to get rid of, from scruples to children to, of course, the Jews. Grass on Rats is less charming than Melville on Whales, and it helps some to have already read The Tin Drum and The Flounder. But what the Dennis the Menace of Western literature ends up giving us is his own sort of poisoned apple. Wake up, before we all turn into big, bad Germans.
Fresh Air's book critic John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed The Rat, a new novel by Günter Grass.